Let's stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Let's start at verse number 8. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, and they go to Assyria. Let us pray. Father, again, thanking you for Brother Peeler and his wife and the ministry you've given him. And Father, I certainly ask the greatest blessings of God upon him as he works here with our young people for just a little while. And Father, we pray that you take his ministry and to many areas of the world and help missionaries, Father. And then we'll thank you tonight for the word of God and ask you to help this preacher. I need your power, need your wisdom as we preach in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight I'm going to preach a message, and I've entitled this message, Gray Hairs. Verse number 9 talks about the gray hairs, and I remember a time back many, many years ago. Nathan's up quite a few years now, and he leaned over a seat one day and looked at Mrs. Ross, and he said, "Hey, Mommy," said, "her hair is turning brown." She was in the mix of turning gray, and Nathan thought her hair was turning brown. But it really was the other way around, as you can see. Got some gray hair there. And did you finally get it? But anyway, Nathan, thank you. He's always been. But anyway, I think all of us can kind of remember them times when them first gray hairs came into our head a little bit, and we begin to wonder what's going on, and yet at the same time we knew what was going on. There are some people who do get gray a little prematurely, but most of the time it's because we're beginning to get a little age on us, and the reason the gray hairs begin to appear. So anyway, tonight though, gray hairs, a lot of time, the Bible talks about the hoary head is a sign of wisdom when it's found in righteousness. And that's important to understand. A gray head is not a righteous person. Just because he's gray, he does not know everything. But if it's found in righteousness, if a gray head that's lived for God and walked for God, with God for all of those years, and his hair has turned gray, it's the right thing, young folk, to listen. To listen. They've got more wisdom than you do. And you need to listen. I think I'm going to preach a sermon one of these days. I'm not sure, but I think I am. About how to treat your elders. Young people, don't ever treat your elders wrongly. Don't ever. You treat them with kindness and grace, and be a blessing to them, okay? But tonight, anyway, we're going to talk about, and I'm going to try to do it within a fairly good time frame here, because we need to move along. But as you've seen, God told Ephraim he was like a cake not turned. I don't know. I'm sure that most of you have seen a pancake cooked. And that, to me, is one of the greatest illustrations, in because you look at a pancake, it gets done on one side, and the top side, of course, is still just doughy. God is saying that about Ephraim, or about Israel. They're a cake not turned. They're not done. And I think there's a lot of folk in this old world that's not done. I think they're half done. They need to be turned over and done. I think what has happened is they've kept their warm side toward the earth, and their doughy side toward heaven, and it hasn't cooked. They get more emphasis on the world, spent more time in the world and concerns of the world than they ever have heaven, so they're half done. And so I'm simply saying to us tonight, there's a lot of things, and we don't have time to cover everything, but there's just a lot of things in the book of Hosea that God is trying to teach us, and I want to kind of dwell on the gray hairs tonight and present unto you what he's talking about. He's not just talking about someone growing older. But notice in verse 9, listen to what he says, "Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not." And the gray hairs here represent the decaying. He's even talk about a nation here. There's gray hairs. In other words, if you take notice, there's a gray hair there, America. There's a gray hair there that is giving us understanding that our time is near. That instead of doing right, we are decaying as a nation. That's what he was talking about in these nations. He's talking about with Israel. She has gray hairs and she don't even know it. She's not paying any attention that she's going in that direction. She's decaying and not realizing what is happening. And so Israel here was a nation who lived in hypocrisy. She supposedly claimed to know God and to be his people. And at the same time, she worshiped Baal and Ashtaroth. Same time, going to the high places and worshiping and offer offerings. And at the same time, claiming to be the people of God. That's hypocrisy. It's kind of like what's going on a lot in the Christian world today. It's hypocrisy. Claiming to know God, but certainly not living for him, but claiming to know him. And that's hypocrisy. Also, inconsistency, if you'll notice in verse number 8, said Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. If you notice there, he's not talking about among the people of Israel, he's talking about the heathen nations. He's mixed himself. He's become close and has been walking with the heathen nations. He's mixed himself amongst them and instead of staying pure. And also, I think it represents a half-heartedness. It represents the lukewarmness of Revelation 3. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a lukewarmness in America. There was a lukewarmness in Israel during those times. They was like a cake not turned, just about half done. So what I want to do is I want to show you and talk to you a little bit about the gray hairs. And it speaks of the decaying process that's going on, and Israel didn't even know it. But there's signs. Just as surely as I can look in the mirror and see a gray hair, there were signs in the nation of Israel that they were decaying and they didn't even recognize it. And I believe with all my heart that America is the same place. I believe she's decaying and doesn't even understand it as a whole, doesn't even realize it. You see, idolatry was a gray hair in the nation of Israel. Idolatry, as they worshiped other gods, as they fell down and worshiped these false gods. Idolatry was a gray hair. They didn't realize, they didn't see it, they didn't recognize it, but it was there. Do we understand that same thing is true here in America? Do we understand that idolatry goes on? Have you been watching the news? Have you understood that the Pope is sick? Do you understand that the moment he doesn't breathe right, the whole world responds? Do you understand that they are one of the biggest false religions anywhere across the world? It's pitiful. You just read a little bit about the Catholic Church and their beliefs. You would never, ever say a kind word about them. Again, I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about an individual. An individual needs to be saved and needs to know and all of that. It's not the individual. It's the system. But it's the false religion. you see. And America is covered with it. The Muslims are spreading, mosques are being built all across America. False religion and all kinds. You can name them over and over and over, all kinds of false religions here in America. I'm just saying to you, we have the gray hair of idolatry. It's all over America, and we don't even know it. We also have the gray hair of immorality. If you read the scriptures here in Hosea, let me go back to chapter 1 just for a moment in verse 2. It says, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea, and the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed whoredom, departing from the Lord. Look at chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. They break out, and blood touches blood. You could read verse after verse after verse. What I'm just simply saying to you, there's the old gray of hair of immorality. It helped bring Israel down. Because of their ungodly living, you see. Isn't that same gray hair all over America? Immorality all over America, and we are accepting it. I preached a message about that. I don't have to spend a lot of time on about that, but I preached, I think it was week before last, on the openness of sin. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's accepted. I know maybe you don't accept it, but it's accepted across this land of ours. And it's the gray hair of immorality, and what God is saying, it's there, and they don't even pay attention about it. They don't even take note of it. They don't realize that we're decaying as a nation. See. And then there's the gray hair of luxury. I want you to turn with me just a moment over to the book of Amos, which is just a couple books over. Book of Amos, 6th chapter. I want you to listen. Verse number 1. Says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountains of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye unto Calneh, and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath, the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near, now listen, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. They chant to the sound of viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Did you hear about that? They're laying on their beds of ivory. I want to say something to you. Listen, when they got in prosperity back in Israel, they turned away from God. They forgot God. America is in prosperity. And she's forgot God. And the gray hair of luxury is all over America. America has to have this, she has to have that, she has the luxurious things. I really believe as a people, I'm not saying it's going to be done, but I think as a people, American people, God's people, I think even here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, we all ought to look at what we have and look at it and say, what should instead we be given to get the word of God out? We live in a life of luxury. There isn't one of us that don't. Oh, you may say, I'm poor. No, you're not poor. You don't know what poor is. Just go back and you'd find out what poor is. Most of us don't know what poor is today. We live in a life of luxury. That's what they were doing too. It's the gray hair of luxury that America is living in. We've got it, folks. And we better look, because that gray hair is there and we're not even paying any attention to it. Amen? We take no note of it. Not only that, and we won't spend much time on this, but there's the gray hair. In Israel, there was the gray hair of the treatment of the poor. If you read the history of Israel and you read the times when God came upon them, down upon them and judged them, one of the reasons was because they were not caring for the poor. What I'm saying to you, again, we get quiet, but listen to me, folks, it's our responsibility to care for the poor. I know everybody's going to say, who are the poor? I've been asking that for years. I've been trying to work it out. I'd like to write a book on it. I probably never will. If I could ever find the answer, I'll write a book. But I'm just telling you, I'm serious about that. But yet there is the poor. He said the poor will always be with you. So I suppose there's some poor around here, don't you imagine? I'm just simply saying you got to be careful. You got to take note, because that's a gray hair that's on a nation that does not care for the poor. Okay. Then I want to take a few moments and talk to you about the not only the decay of a nation, but the decay of churches. I don't know. I stand up there. There's some gray hairs that are appearing in our churches. I stand up here and I do my best. I sometimes don't know how to get it over to you. I don't know how to get you to understand what's going on in churches in America. I don't know how to do it except tell you, but whether you'll accept it or not and do anything about it or not, and not let this church become that, I don't know. I was talking, you remember the Crow family, them two old birds? I tease them all the time. But she usually is the one who does the call, and he's riding, he's driving. And she says, Pastor Ross, it's these two birds going down the highway. And I'll usually say, how are those two old birds? Are they all right? And anyway, but she was telling me something. She called the other day, and she wanted to know some things. And anyway, she said it was in Florida at this time of year. You know, that's a, just happened to get down in Florida. And, but anyway, she was telling me they have 80 churches in that, and I'm not just in Florida, but in the southern area that they minister to time, 80 churches. Listen to this. They lost 37 of those. And I said, well, tell me why. Tell me what it is. She said, well, they went from fundamental Baptist to progressive Baptist. And I said, okay, tell me what progressive Baptist is down in the South. You tell me what that is. She said, well, progressive is they've decided that the King James Version is not what they need, so they went to other versions of the Bible. Church, now listen, 37. And she said, also, the other big thing is music. She said, we have conservative music. Brother Crow writes most of the songs, I think, as I remember, and everything. She said, we have conservative music, and they don't want it anymore. They want contemporary music. And it is true. Brother Simpson here preached for in chapel for us this morning. He was talking about the difference in the churches nowadays, and he said there are multitudes of them. Multitudes of them are going to the contemporary music or the rock contemporary music, and the reason for that is that they can double their crowd. The crowd on Saturday night to go out to one of these jive places and hear the very same kind of music that they come next Sunday morning into their church and hear it. See, I don't know whether you understand or not. I don't know what you think. It's just something that's just happening, and it's okay. It isn't okay. It's the gray hair that is decaying the churches. We have got to keep the Bible, the King James Bible, as the Word of God. We've got to preach the Word of God. We've got to preach against sin. Brother Bo Ackerman, I want to thank you. You came to the front door one day there, and you said to me, Pastor Ross, we'd preach some message. I think maybe it was the one on openness of sin. I'm not sure. But Brother Bo came by, and he said, Pastor, he said, listen, he said, I stand with you. I'm glad that you stand right, and I'm glad you're sticking to the stuff. And he said, don't ever drop the standards. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bo, because I don't hear that very often. But thank you. That's what he said. You understand what I'm saying? You see, what I'm saying to you is this, folks. It's being done all over America. And everybody, I guess, thinks that's all right. It isn't all right. It is not all right. We've got to stand fast on the Word of God and keep the right kind of music in our church. Baloney on this contemporary music. Baloney on it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want the contemporary words or the contemporary sound either one. See, they can take good words and make it sound contemporary. You say, Brother Ross, are you a musician? No, but I got the Holy Spirit in me. I want to tell you right now, whenever the song ain't right, I want to tell you the Holy Spirit knocks on my door. And he's done it here a few times. I don't want that junk. Keep that junk somewhere else. Put it out in the garbage. We don't need it. Good, solid songs of the faith, hymns of the faith. That's what I want to hear. Say, well, that's just old time. I know it's old time. I know that there's some good new songs. I know all these things. I know it. Spirit of God bears witness. But I want to tell you, you got to watch that stuff. You got to stay away from that stuff. We don't need it. If it don't sound right, leave it alone. If there's any doubt, leave it out there in the junk pile somewhere. We don't need it. You understand? You see, because that's one of the reasons churches are falling all over this country. It usually starts in the music. That's where it usually begins, in the music. Understand? So we'll fight to keep it right. Amen. So that's one of those gray hairs, you see, before us and in the churches, you see. And that's what we've got to be careful of. We've got to be careful of the churches. There's three R's, I call them, that we got to stick with in the church. One of them is the ruin by fall. By the fall, you and I are ruined by the fall. We're lost. Redemption by Jesus Christ. That's the way you get redemption. You're ruined. You get redemption through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Regeneration comes through the Holy Spirit of God. I'm just simply saying to you folks, we got to stay with those basics. Those basics of the Scripture. Get back to the basics of the Scripture. I know there's a lot of things that need to be taught. I know all those things. But you got to stick with the basics of this. We're lost. We're ruined. We need regeneration. I mean, we need redemption but through Jesus Christ. And we need regeneration of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. You see, and we got to stick with those things. We got to stay right with the stuff. We got to stick with the things of Christianity. We got to talk about prayer. We got to talk about Bible reading. Got to talk about witnessing. Get back to just the basics of Christianity. See, our churches are falling away. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, our churches are falling away. See, you know what? Honestly, you know, years ago, you know what would have happened if I'd said that? I'd have heard amen all over the congregation. Amen. I don't hardly hear anything anymore. Once in a while, somebody say amen. Amen. You know why? Because we're falling away. Oh, sure. Sure we are. Falling away. No one's interested in those things anymore. Amen. So we've got to see to it that we stick right. That the churches, the gray hairs start coming up. We got to be sure and understand that they're there. And we got to be careful about it, you see, and keep the church right. Another thing in the church is a lack of missionary zeal. I want to tell you something. I believe, and that's the principle I use here at this church. I believe that the home base has to take care of itself. No, I believe that. We got to take care of the home base. If you don't have a home base, you're not going to have any missionaries. I believe that with all my heart. We got to have a home base taken care of. But I also believe you can't forget all of those that's perishing out there across this world. You got to be mission. You got to be missionary and love missionaries and love the mission field. We got 32 of them back there. Amen. 32 missionaries back there. I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for it. I want to be a missionary church. I believe in missions. I also believe in taking care of home base. That's necessary. If you don't have things right around here, you're not going to have a mission field pretty soon. Amen? So anyway, I can't forget those that's out there perishing. And then also the gray hair of not building holy and dedicated families. I wish you'd something. Well, I don't wish you would, but if you'd understand what's going on in America and the families that are falling apart, right in the church. Right in the church. You see, we're not building those holy, dedicated families to the church. We've got to get back to building them, and families have to start building within their own families and building dedication and holiness to God. See, it's what this nation, you see, needs, you see. Amen. And then also, there's the gray hair of the spirit of worldliness in the church today. Oh, yeah. Just like the church at Laodicea. Worldliness. Now, folks, you know, you can like this. You can lump it. You can do with it whatever you want to. But the church today is worldly as can be. More interested in the things of the world than they are the things of God. If you just listen up a moment, I can prove that to you on Saturday morning at 9:15. I can prove it to you. We grew kids up in this school, and many of them are doing a wonderful job, a great job, but many of them, once they got out and graduated, they're done. They don't serve God. They never go on visitation. They never do this and that, and they've got all kinds of reasons why they don't do it. Well, you tell God those reasons. You just give it to Him. Because that's an old gray hair sticking up in the church because people are uncaring about the souls of men. Uncaring about the souls of men, you see. And we've got to stop all that stuff, you see. We've got to remember that these standards that we have around here, we've got to be sure and that it's right. It's wrong to do wrong kind of actions as a Christian. It's wrong to dress wrong. It's wrong to talk wrong. It's wrong to be dependent upon this world instead of dependent upon God Almighty. That's the spirit of worldliness that's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Them's gray hairs are sticking up and we know it not. The church is decaying. We do not see it. We're unconcerned. We've got our mind upon the world. And we're not really concerned. And then real quickly, I'll just give you this. There's the old gray hairs in the lives of Christians, not just the church, but in individual Christians. One of them is habits of sin that should not be in their life. I don't have to name all of them. You know what they are. You know the habits and the things that you do and shouldn't do, and you know all those things that other Christians do that should not be done. You know what those habits of sin is. That's gray hair sticking up. We're decaying and don't even realize it. And then there's that neglect of just basic Christian duties. Folks, years ago, it was the duty of a Christian. Everybody knew that it was the duty of a Christian to pray. That's just the duty of a Christian. Everybody knew that. Amen. Amen. And everybody felt bad when they didn't pray. Try to get that straightened out. People pastored preach on prayer, and they'd try to come to the altar and say, man, I got to get praying again. And then there's just that basic Bible reading. Reading the Bible. I don't know whether you read the Bible or not, but you do. You know. You know whether you ever pick up the Bible and read it or not. You know that. I may not know it, but you do. That's just basic Christianity. It's just basic. That's no big deal. We always said, we say prayer, Bible reading, and witnessing. Amen? Witnessing. Now, you know whether you witness or not. You say, oh, yeah, I go out on door-to-door visitation once in a while. I'm not just talking about door-to-door visitation. I'm talking about witnessing everywhere you go. I'm talking about witnessing for Christ, telling people about Jesus, and giving a track out, and doing this, and doing that. I said, that used to be just basic Christianity. And we've walked away from it. We just walk away from it. See, that's gray hairs sticking up. That's the destruction. That's decaying. Amen? And then, of course, covetousness is another gray hair in America. Covetousness. wanting this and wanting that and wanting more and never satisfied and wish you could live like the Smiths or the Joneses or whoever it might be, and we wish you had what they had, and you're going to do everything you can do to get it. That's covetousness. And it's all over America. And I'm not talking about just in the world. I know the world's. I'm talking about Christians. You just can't get enough. Covetousness. And then lastly, we'll quit. Then there's a conformity to the world. We have become just like the world. If you go out here in the world and walk down a street, most of the time you can't tell the difference between someone who says they're a Christian and someone who says they're not. That's why it's right, ladies, for you to dress right, to look right, to look like a Christian, act like a Christian, speak like a Christian. It's right for you men to do the same thing, to be godly in your actions and your speech and your looks. It's just right. You see, but now, most of the time, you can't tell the difference. Amen? Can't tell much of the difference. No, we've conformed to the world. The Bible says not to conform to the world. But we've conformed to the world. It's gray hair sticking up, folks, and we know it not. It's there. Oh, they're there. And we better take note. Let's pray. Father, thank you again today for your goodness and kindness and grace. And thank you for who you are. You're the great, the true, the living God. And now tonight, Father, as we give an invitation, your will be done. Each one of us, Lord, yield as we should. And Father, deal with us as you desire to do this day. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.